This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next story comes to us via the periodic table. Yes, the one from chemistry class. Symbol PD. It's between rhodium and silver, atomic number 46. Used to make jewelry and musical instruments sometimes. Used in dentistry. Also automobile exhaust systems. Palladium, for those not up on their elements. The world's biggest producer of which is, yes, Russia, which means, of course, a huge price spike after the invasion. Things have settled down price-wise a little bit, but palladium is still five times as expensive as it was just a couple of years ago. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what's going on.
Avo Bagramian runs Avo's Automotive in L.A. He's been getting a special kind of call recently, a lot of them.
I'll get a phone call, and someone will be like, hey, I went to go start my car this morning, and it was very, very loud. And right away, you know, we can make the determination that, hey, you know, it is a catalytic converter theft.
Catalytic converters, these are the things in cars that break down the most toxic parts of car exhaust. They cost close to a couple grand each, and they are being stolen relentlessly. In 2021, State Farm Insurance had to pay $62 million for more than 32,000 stolen catalytic converters. That is 13 times more than before the pandemic.
So the converter is full of very small amounts of rhodium, palladium, platinum, all these precious metals that when you do break them down and recycle them and separate them, you know, it adds up.
Bagramian says the converters can't be sold or scrapped in the U.S. very easily, so they're shipped abroad to be recycled.
So you could get anywhere from $60 to $100 in recycling a catalytic converter, but then you end up costing the victim thousands of dollars in repairs.
Palladium, in particular, has become very expensive over the years. In 2016, an ounce of it would have cost you about $500. By May of last year, that same ounce would have cost almost $3,000. Chris Blasi is head of Neptune Global Holdings, a precious metals dealer and exchange.
The last five-plus years, palladium has been in deficit, meaning industry has consumed more on a yearly basis than has come out of the ground, and they've been burning down inventories.
In a classic example of how interconnected the world's supply chains are, the price of palladium actually came down for a while last year because the semiconductor shortage meant car companies were building fewer cars and needed fewer catalytic converters. But then came the war, and Russia produces 42% of the world's palladium. So when there were fears that it would be cut off from the global supply, there was panic.
And we saw a wave of stockpiling.
Kirill Kirilenko is a precious metals analyst at CRU International in London. The price surged to an all-time high of more than $3,300 an ounce. But the fears appear to have subsided, and the prices come back down a bit. BASF, a major producer of catalytic converters, told Marketplace the supply of metals from Russia hasn't been affected, and if it is, they could switch to other palladium sources. Still, brand new supplies can take a decade to ramp up, and Kirilenko and other analysts are uneasy.
We have seen a lot of sanctions imposed on Russia, but Russia is starting to retaliate now. This would be interesting to see whether it decides to restrict supply of palladium.
That could drive up the price of catalytic converters and make new cars even harder to get. Chris Berry is president of House Mountain Partners and has been tracking metals for years.
I would argue that the supply chains for these critical metals like palladium are still somewhat imperiled.
And palladium will be important for a future hydrogen economy. Other metals like nickel, Russia's a major producer of refined nickel too, will be important for electric vehicle batteries. Berry says the rising prices of metals have already pushed back an important date, the moment at which unsubsidized electric vehicles become definitively cheaper than gas ones.
Many people believe that that date was going to be about 2025. But when you have multiple critical battery metals that have all gone parabolic, from a pricing perspective, that tipping point is going to be delayed by at least a year or two.
Meanwhile, in case you are worried about your catalytic converter getting stolen, well, Avo Bagramian says if you have a car with a particularly easy-to-steal converter, like a Toyota Prius or a Honda Element, you can buy steel plates to seal them up out of the reach of thieves. May not affect the global supply chain much, but might just save you some money. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.